This is the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James. Today, our special guest is Cody Besson. Cody is CEO of Plains Cotton Growers. Will join us in just a moment. First off, Brad Rippey, meteorologist, USDA, with the latest sunflower conditions.
As we move to the north, sunflower planting progress on June 1st, coming in at 41%. Staying ahead of the five-year average of 36% and last year's 35%. It is worth noting that we did have some very dense smoke moving across the north central United States later in the week and into the weekend related to forest fires in Canada and that smoke heading northward. Some very low air quality issues and also some reductions in visibility. Unless it were to persist for an extended period, not likely to have a major effect on crops. But certainly it was smoky in the air and in the skies across some of our sunflower producing areas in the last week.
It's the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James. And today, our special guest, Cody Besson. Cody is CEO of Plains Cotton Growers, headquartered in Lubbock. And let's first start, Cody, with kind of a recap of where we are as we, I say, start the growing season, continue the growing season, as far as that largest contiguous cotton patch in the world.
Yeah, so we're pretty well underway. As most people are aware, from the upper panhandle, even on in the high plains of Kansas, Oklahoma, they're pretty well as far as planting conditions go. Especially from their planting deadline. Now, as far as you move further south, from Plainview down in north through Lubbock, where we are at, they're still kind of picking and choosing kind of where they can kind of spot and plant some dryland acres. A lot of the irrigated acres are pretty much put into place. And as you move further south, their planting deadline is a little bit further off the chart, so they have a little bit more room to kind of navigate and wait for some more planting rains, which we're expecting this week, which is great. We need a really good growing season, just given the fact that we haven't had a really good one in the last couple of years, and so we're very optimistic about that. From an ideal condition standpoint, we've seen kind of a shift in some of the acres going either to peanuts where they could plant that and get a contract, or looking at sorghum as well as an alternative based crop. But also just those that really have the drive and the ability to grow cotton, really want to grow cotton, but they're waiting on the ideal planting conditions. And we're set up to do that right now, but we're still very much in our early stages of being able to do that too. So.
Now, again, we're talking about growing cotton when we've got a market that can't seem to find 70 cents at all. And that's a long way away from the cost of production. How do producers kind of put all this together, those producers who are growing cotton this year?
Well, they certainly rely on the fact that they've been refinanced, at least at this point. So that helps them, give them some cash flow standpoint. The ability to receive some of the economic assistance and the disaster related assistance that we've been advocating for helps them cash flow. And so that kind of gives them some leeway or some runway, if you will, to be able to go into this crop year, knowing that it may be a little bit challenging going forward. And then there's other advocacy efforts that have been made to help provide some more runways. So like, by example, we've been working very diligently from our perspective from PCG, National Cotton Council, as well as our brethren with South Texas Cotton Grain on a harvest producer endorsement or production endorsement. So that'll help kind of provide some more incentives as we move forward in that, as we move forward through that policy process. And then secondarily, we've been doing very diligent work in our state house to provide some more other opportunities from a a loan perspective or a grant perspective that will provide some more cash flow standpoint, just given some of the financial severity that everybody's been placed into. So hopefully that'll provide some relief, some calm before the storm, I guess, and be able to move forward in a new direct year, given the marketing conditions that we have today, and not seeing any type of really increase from where, as you mentioned, the cost of production is at today, from 68 cents up to 95 cents where it needs to be.
We're talking with Cody Besant, CEO of Plains Cotton Growers. We'll have more as the Agribusiness Report continues.
Manage your risk and take advantage of opportunities with StoneX. Utilizing StoneX's global presence to provide the best in market intelligence, a vast portfolio of risk management and marketing products, and a team of brokers who specialize in working with those in agriculture, StoneX provides the resources you need to make the best possible decisions. Learn more about the StoneX Advantage. Call Donna Hughes at 214-613-1688. There's substantial risk to futures and options trading. Not all products are suitable for all producers.
Let's talk about logos. What's the value of a good mark? Well, when it comes to the seal of cotton, it's pretty big. Introduced in 1973, the seal of cotton trademark has planted itself in consumers' headspaces. In fact, 94% of consumers say the seal helps them easily identify cotton products. 85% say they associate the seal with softness, comfort, and durability. 40 years of cotton research and promotion really adds up. You grow the cotton? The Cotton Research Promotion Program helps grow the value. Learn more at cottonboard.org.
Welcome back. It's the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James. Our special guest today is Cody Besson. Cody is CEO of Lubbock-based Plains Cotton Growers. Cody, let's talk about D.C. and all the work that goes on up there. When you start looking at, things kind of at the top of the list, what are things that you're watching maybe right now?
Well, a couple of key things is in budget reconciliation, we're certainly very mindful of the fact that our farm bill priorities have been included. So that means an inclusion of an increase in a reference price, increase in a marketing assistance loan, and other increases to enhance crop insurance provisions that most people need in this area. Indeed, relatively throughout the U.S. to be sustainable. So that'd be one thing. The thing we're talking about and mindful about is we need to make sure that we're have the crop protection tools that are necessary to combat weed resistance, pesticide resistance, things like that. And so it's kind of a two-legged stool, I guess, on that front. And to make sure that the administration, make sure that others are aware of how everything kind of intertwines between one another.
Environmental Protection Agency has been, you know, one of those interesting organizations, and agriculture has really not always had a great relationship there, but there have been some changes maybe happening on the EPA front. And is that anything you've kind of been watching as well? And if so, how might it affect producers?
We have. And one of the unique things about that as well is I think this has been one of the first times in my small tenure as far as working on policy that we've seen a really strategic and cohesive interaction between USDA and EPA and other related industries or agencies to sort of navigate how we go forward to develop one of the stronger amount of policies, be it how we implement registration of labels. I think the Secretary of Ag has done a really good job of working very good with EPA administrator. He's certainly done a very good job of working with RFK, and just helping better educate of how some of these products that we use and the value that it is, and how health and safe they are overall. It just takes a little bit of education. It's no different than any other organization from looking at an advocacy standpoint of making sure that people are aware of it. And she's done a very good job of that as well.
Cody Besson is CEO of Plains Cotton Growers. We'll have more with Cody. This is the Agribusiness Report.
The Texas Corn Producers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit texascorn.org and become a member today.
If you're going to succeed, you need cotton that's strong enough to perform around here where you grow. That's why Delta Pine cotton varieties are bred to meet the needs of your neck of the woods and are rigorously evaluated by local growers for maximum performance potential and consistency year after year. Strong cotton performance starts around here with locally tested Delta Pine cotton. Learn more at DeltaPine.com. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
This is the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James, and today our special guest is Cody Besson. Cody is with Plains Cotton Growers, headquartered in Lubbock. All right, Cody, let's go back to our discussion here about things in D.C. And right now, dealing with an overwhelming national debt, how does that factor into all this?
Well, the biggest thing is to understand that, yes, we have continued to consume a lot of debt. That is not unknown to anybody as far as the listening area goes. The House passed a budget reconciliation package that tried to address that, and will continue to try to address that. It'll go to the Senate now. I guess the main kind of calming of the storm is to realize that everything is still in negotiations. There is still a lot to be determined. And so for folks to kind of just sort of take a deep breath and realize that things are not going to change overnight. We certainly did not get to this place overnight, but there is a large momentum to change things in a direction that the overall voters want and did want based on where our election population is at today, and how can we be influential in that process. And so what I would say on that is certainly organizations like ours and others are having a influence on how can we better preserve foreign policy and enhance it at a time of need, which is where we're at today, and how can we be responsible moving forward, because we've got to figure out some sort of sustainability overall and for people to be engaged. And that means people calling their congressional members, their Senate members, our organization, others, just to make sure that their voices are heard and so we can make sure that we have the best policy moving forward.
And speaking of policy, and about a minute left here, Farm Bill, are you hearing any buzz at all on that?
Well, it's all kind of wrapped up in this reconciliation process. We'll see what the Senate does. They have certainly been brought to the front stage now after the House passed their bill. And so we'll see how some of that transpires over the coming weeks. But rest assured, we're very actively engaged, as well as our other cohorts that we work together with.
All right, Cody, if we want to keep up with Plains Cotton Growers, where can we find you?
Find us online, plainscotton.org. You can certainly sign up for our newsletter or social media as well. I just encourage you to contact us anytime if you need anything.
And again, online, plainscotton.org. Cody Besson is CEO of Plains Cotton Growers in Lubbock, Texas, on today's Agribusiness Report.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right. We're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-265-5341. 800-265-5341. 800-265-5341. That's 800-265-5341.
It's the Agribusiness Report.
Corn crop progress going into June indicates
our next to last look at corn planting for 2025, and it shows 93% of the intended corn acreage planted nationwide by June 1st, right on par with the 2020 to 2024 five-year average.
USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey adds, with emergence of the nation's corn crop,
despite a cool week, managing to stay just ahead of the five-year average pace, 78% of the U.S. corn crop emerged by June 1st, 1 point ahead of average and 6 points ahead of last year,
with variation of emergence from east to west. Regarding crop condition,
an overall very slight improvement in that number from the previous week. Currently 69% good to excellent, 5% very poor to poor. A week ago, those numbers were 68 and 5% respectively.
I'm Rod Bain reporting in Washington, D.C.